home, it haunts our dreams, bound by a thread that's unraveling at the seams. Echoes of laughter that seem so far drive us.
Hi everyone,
welcome to True Hero. Well, welcome back to True Hero. We're missing a myth. We don't know where she went. We can't find her. She's somewhere.
Disappeared. Find her. The ethereal plane.
Yeah, if you spot Mithril, please tell her to get her Zoro ass back here. So that was a joke with the One Piece nerd over here. last we left off the party finished up the fight with the slimes, with the oozes, but they lost a party member, who thankfully through their priest, Ruben's prayer to Tsukiyomi, and the party helping out in many ways with the health potion on a dead body, which should have technically done nothing, but mixed with the prayer, it was able to make it to where Tsukiyomi, you know, noticed that something had happened, and was able to rip Ashton back from the real world and send him back here after telling him that don't do this again because I can't do it again. Your soul will be annihilated the next time you die. And right as he yelled, wait, what, is when he got sent down. As Ashton, you kick awake in a panic, your heart racing faster than it ever has before, except there's a slight bit of like a dark burn in your chest.
He looks around at, never mind, sorry. He looks around at everybody. Guys,
welcome back.
Yoshi
to the
just looks at him and he's like, "Holy shit, that actually fucking worked."
I've seen hell.
And it's she's not going good. To just like tackle hug you. Ever do that again.
I'll try not to die again, but you don't know what it is like there. You have to work a 9-to-5 and. There's things called taxes, and if you don't pay them, there's a group called the IRS. Don't ever send me back. I don't want to die again.
It's okay.
I like pat him on the shoulder. It's not a game, guys. It's not a fucking game.
You're with us.
He's just like, fuck up.
I got a question. As your GM, I got a question. Since Ashton quit Pizza Hut, is he still a knight of the Order of Pizzazz Hut? Or did he leave?
He's a fucking oathbreaker.
That's what I said.
He came back with corruption too, so now he's an oathbreaker.
I did have that thing. What if he just doesn't even like pizza? Because I had thought about that before.
Maybe.
He broke his pact with Pizzazz Hut, and now he is an oathbreaker.
Now he's all about the burgers. He serves the king of burgers.
I love it.
And he enjoys the company of the jester of McDonald.
Is that the queen of dairy?
Right.
And he has fallen deeply in love with their daughter, Wendy.
Oh, fuck you. And then there's rallies.
Oh. All right.
Well,
so
now
yeah,
we can say we're from a place called McBurgerland.
No. Okay, guys. What the fuck do we do now?
We should all take a rest here. Continue searching through the rest of this loot that you guys, I guess, found. See if there's anything we can use against them. But I believe the head of this cult is trying to complete a ritual, and if we don't hurry, we might miss our opportunity to stop it. But you're all not in... Well, you look pretty good, actually.
Hold up the
full deck. Yoshi is, like, actively, like, tearing through these boxes looking for stuff to try to get ready.
Oh, nice.
So, what...
I pull out of my pouch. I have 3 health potions. So.
You had 3 health potions the whole time and I fucking died?
Well, I couldn't really give them to you when the slimers were attacking you.
No. It's just nice to know that now, you know.
Are you good, my man? You, okay. In love of Christ, what is in your nose? is that Cajun seasoning?
It ain't seasoned. Yep, if you ain't sneezing, it ain't seasoned.
Hey.
Oh, man. Fucking Matt over here choking on the Cajun that he's trying to put in him.
I might be pasty, but I grew up in the South. I know what flavor it is.
Yeah, see, I just use butter and salt. Anyways, But, yes, so... As you're searching through, Yoshi, you do find a set of armor and a weapon. What does this set of armor look like, and what is the weapon that you find, and what does that look like? Because they are magical, but I'm going to leave it up to you to decide what they kind of look like.
Daddy, thank you. So, the suit of armor is... if you've ever played Ghost of Tsushima, that's kind of what this suit of armor looks like. It's like the ghost armor. It's like a broken, like Oni style face mask, and it's like cloth with like piecemealed scraps of like scaled armor that are attached to it, and it's black, and it's very assassin-y. And there is a very nicely, like, very masterfully put together katana in there with it as well.
Nice. Anybody else searching through the boxes after Ashton? Are you looking through the boxes after seeing Yoshi pull these things out?
Yeah, I'm looking through as well.
Ruben as well?
Yeah.
What about you, Nora?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Well then, what about you, Ashton? What are you doing?
Oh, he does it like very scary. He uses his bathroom
sword. He's just like...
lifts up, open the box.
He already fucking died ooze. Once. He's
got ooze grabs and pulls him into the box.
God, it's a mimic!
I always knew this dumb motherfucker existed. All right, so then, so yeah, as everybody is looking through it, Ashton, you're like, ah, mimic. What is it that Ashton finds in there? He finds a set of armor and a weapon. What do they kind of look like?
The armor is going to be, I guess, kind of your knight part. I didn't just think of knight armor. The pauldrons and hues are going to have a, you know what? It's kind of be the... No, I want it to look like his picture, so this is where he finds the actual armor. So it's going to have that kind of like darkened steel look to it with some red hues. And underneath, it's going to have new clothing because he's right now taking off the whole pizza guy thing. Fuck this shit, he says, and leaves it on the floor.
It erupts in flame with a contract broken.
What the fuck, he says? And then, I guess underneath, that would be, like, the red clothing that he has in the picture. So, like, I guess, you know, the traveler stuff, RuneScape,
yeah.
Whatever the hell. The little basic shirt, whatever, red or whatever. And a revolver, because I don't want to keep using this gun, Rain's gun.
I was half expecting it to be a Tommy gun.
Right, and the thing is, it has the slide and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it has the cylinder.
The roll, yeah.
And then whenever you open it up, there's no cartridges for any bullets or anything like that.
Okay, so basically, it's just for show.
Right. Do we have to shoot? We don't take ammo in here, huh?
Technically, no. No, oh, so there's perfect. No ammo. I mean, flavor-wise, there is, but this gun's magical. It don't need it.
I'm magic, yeah.
All right.
There's a Burger King, one of those little Burger King little crowns or whatever.
Oh, a new destiny has been chosen, says in a big black text. Do you accept your fate?
He lifts up the crown, and he looks you right in the eyes, and he goes, I am never going to fucking call you just so we're clear. And he, like, puts, like, the Oni mask on over his face. Right.
That's it. I'm taking that crown and I'm making a side quest for you. God, you must return it to the King of Burger. Unless you become the King of Burger. There's a dark path. There's a dark path. There's a light path and a dark path.
When he says that.
I'll have the high ground out again. Don't do it.
all right, Ruben, what do you find?
I find a padded black kind of leather vest, as well as like an overtop trench coat that I kind of wear over my shoulders. And then I find kind of like a curved dagger that kind of
like the sands of
black and steel.
It's kind of like the Sands of Time from Prince of Persia dagger.
Kind of, but it has like that blackened steel.
Yeah. The Damascus black steel. No, yeah, you're thinking Kopesh, which is the big like crescent moon one.
What?
Yeah.
Not like the big sickle one, but yeah.
But that's a Kopesh.
Well, Kopesh could be the half one too, like that. That's what
you do. No, that's
not, not that curved. And that's like a full like crescent.
No, I think not that's a full steam. It's like.
I think that's a Kopesh. It's like a full crescent.
Yeah, full a Kopesh is a full sea. I think.
I'm gonna fight you guys right now.
Fight me! Bring it! On air!
Are you like a fucking scimitar?
No, that's a scimitar, exactly. A Kopesh is not a scimitar.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it's not like a Kopesh.
Okay. Yeah, it's a scimitar. Okay, that's... Yeah, that's more like it.
We play D&D. We should know what the fuck a scimitar is called.
Well, I didn't know what the fuck you were explaining! I was like, you're like a curved thing.
An in-real-life scimitar and a D&D scimitar are two totally different things.
Very different.
I'll take
very, that. Very different. They do. D&D don't know what a fucking scimitar is. Anyways, all right, Nora, what do you find in there?
Nora finds like
a silk red black dress
with the corset.
Shut the fuck up.
Pretty close to what I was going to say, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, I took it from you. Go ahead, explain it.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. She finds that, but also with, like, kind of, like, leather leggings. So there's still, like, some protection there.
Yoshi grabs both of the guys by the nape of their neck and turns them towards the door facing away from her while she's getting changed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think I could have stopped this. Says...
Okay. This latent old man stuff. Priest in it.
I know I can stop. It also has like, even though like in her picture has the kind of like lower front, it also has like a black hood with like red ribbon around the edge.
What weapon did you find?
A bow.
A bow. Ooh, what's the bow look like?
It's like a nice. Intricately carved, like a hunter's bow.
Nice. As you're looking in there, you do find something for Rain as you pull up a maid's outfit.
I fucking love that.
And a shotgun. I'm just kidding. That's entirely a joke. Man would not be okay with that.
Let's fucking go.
I just need them to be in here.
For not being here.
For not being here, you get put in the maid outfit. All right. So, while the you guys have been...
You're going in maid with a shotgun.
I'm going to message her that you did that.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Don't get me in trouble. She'll find her way back here and she'll kill me. All right.
That's great.
We're just gonna let her decide what she gets.
Of course.
But
that's fucking hilarious. Though I haven't laughed that hard in days.
The time you spend changing your clothes and looking through these boxes, you take a short rest, a 10-minute short rest. So you receive back 10 cards, if I'm correct. And if you already have all your cards, you're good, man.
Yeah.
He's just like, why did everybody else seem to get a little bit of health back?
I look to how injured everyone is compared to me.
I'm sorry, I was busy telling Myth what you did. How much health did we get back?
Ten.
Okay.
How much damage has everyone taken?
I'm at half, at
27.
Yeah, I'm a little over half.
Maybe we pop those potions? Or do we just wait?
I have three potions, so maybe I'll drink two and one of you can have the other. For the boss.
I'm not much better. I have 29 health now.
I have 27.
34. I'm at 35 health.
So I'll give one to Nifty and drink two myself, then.
Okay, so that's 5 HP back.
Or to Nora. I give one to Nora.
Yeah.
Nifty is my other character.
That's 5 HP back. And then for you, that's 5 HP per potion.
So I'll
okay. I'll take the one he gave me and the one that I have.
Okay, so you get 10 back, you get 10 back. So the party who was injured are all sitting around 30 HP now, or 30 to 40 HP. So that's the best as you're going to get right now. Ryzen kind of like is peeking out and making and watching for, you know, danger. As you see his ear twitch. I think we should hurry. I've stopped hearing the chanting.
Yoshi is out the door.
You didn't have to. Yeah. He starts running after you.
I'll follow after. Is Ashton a bit scared now?
Oh, no, sorry.
No, just like when he was opening the chest, too, he was like,
I don't want to die.
He screams as he yells out.
I love how no one in the part, how like the person who was told that they'd be a little bit corrupted has not said anything to him.
Of course.
I'll talk to him later.
Yeah. All right. As you guys are hauling ass through the corridors, going through one way to the other way, as Ryzen's ears are twitching in the direction that he can hear something going on. He's kind of like almost like being the party's like in video games the way marker or the compass or that little line that leads you where you need to go. He's kind of being that, but kind of more. Like a pet, in a way. Kind of more like a pet, in a way. So he's kind of like left, right, left, straight, left, right, left. As
flinch.
You... backwards, go back! I fucked up, go back! it looked like you just got a good old whiff of some angel powder. You're just like... You're muted, my man. We didn't hear a word you fucking said.
Oh, jelly beans and cornbread.
Jelly beans and cornbread. Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Fucking what?
That's a combo. You know, he's sniffing. He's eating the cornbread, but sniffing the jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Dude, just
good.
Eat on screen like I do.
Yeah, mukbang this shit.
Another good thing to try in popcorn is peanut butter M&Ms. Mix some of those. It's just really good.
Really, like Jiffy Puff is really good. They used to make a popcorn that was Jiffy Puff, like that had like marshmallows in it. It was really yummy.
Oh yeah, I've heard of shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't sell them anymore. All right. So you guys come upon a really large stone door where you. Here's something going on. You hear a deep kind of guttural growl, and as you guys are approaching it, Reuben, something begins to show up next to you in the walls again, in the patterns. It begins to whisper something that only you can hear, but it can't quite make it out. Do you listen further?
Yeah, I listen further.
Very well. As you listen deeper in, you begin to hear
Open your heart. Open your will. Be my vessel.
Again and again and again as it digs deeper and deeper into your mind. Give me a madness check, please.
Oh, and...
Oh, you fuck. I was hoping to get you with one there.
What do I add to madness?
It's a general competence test.
Okay. Well, I got a queen.
Yeah, it's
of intelligence, if that means anything.
It is a... Yeah, generic, so not general, generic test, which is you don't add anything unless you have a trait.
Okay.
You're able to resist him, but it's like you can feel a somewhat connection has been made, but you do resist this creature as it pulls back into the wall. As Ryzen stops, all right, everyone, are you ready for this? It sounds like we might be a little late, so we're gonna have to stop whatever's behind this door.
Yoshi just kind of cracks his neck, and he's like, no, but...
I get my new dagger in hand.
Are we just gonna run in there and start shooting?
Well, I mean, do you have a plan? We don't know what's on the other side of this door. We have no way to figure out since we're underground, I mean...
Okay, are you scared? I've only shot a gun twice. Okay, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh, you see the trigger there?
How do you know how to work it? Oh, never mind.
Yoshi, like, we have guns. Takes the gun, like inspects it, closes it up, and he's like,
it's when
"Okay,
you find out
like this. You do this.
It's when you find out. Hold it with your pinkies, like every other anime character.
You adjust your grip." I could go grab one of mine, but I don't want to do that on stream because I don't want this to get monetized as a prop.
I have a question.
What's up?
I can locate objects with my phone. Can I use that feature to maybe detect how many bodies or life forms are in the room?
No, because you kind of have to understand what you're looking for. And you have not practiced this with something that you know.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna say that
is
one.
Is it only one single object?
Yeah, I think it is.
I detect for a single demonic entity or like a demonic creature?
I'm gonna have to say this. You have seen something. You can look to see if it's in there. But it will make you make another madness check.
Ooh, that's hateful.
I look at my smartphone and I'm about to click the function and I'm thinking about it. And then you see Ruben just kind of like put his smartphone back into his pocket.
As he does not see this, but us viewers do, a large clawed hand kind of scrapes across the inside of the screen. As he lowers it.
7 days.
Oh, I hate that. I fucking hate you, Rabbit. Shut
7 days. You saw the ring. You have 7 days. That's how I feel every time one of your cats get on stream, Matt.
For real.
All right, what do you do, Ruben?
I just look to the others. I guess we just go inside then.
All right. I'm going to run in and I'm going to bless you all with the mantle of a dragon, just like I did with the slimes. That should at least help you ward off a little bit of conflict. I can't promise that I'm going to be able to do it right away. The dragon power is a little finicky most of the time. But
if we don't
die,
I want to talk to you when all of this is over. Thank you.
Well, hopefully I live long enough and I live so you can do that.
Don't die, it sucks.
I'm actually quite amazed that you're alive. We don't have reincarnation magic here. That was whatever god you follow is incredibly generous. Or something dark has entered you.
Why would you say that?
That's not uncommon for when someone is possessed with this darkness that's been plaguing our world, it gets back up. It's hard to truly kill the darkness. And if it likes a vessel...
Are you saying I'm a zombie?
No, maybe. I don't know. You look a little alive to be a zombie, to be honest.
Guys, do I... I don't want to eat your brains.
Yoshi just kind of pats you on the shoulder, and he's like, don't worry. If you start developing an appetite for human flesh, I promise I'll cut your head off.
To be honest, it's the organs that the zombies want.
Yeah, I was going to say, are the zombies here the brain-eating kind or just the general flesh-eating kind?
Well, they like your intestines and your kidneys and your heart, and then it'll eat whatever other organ it can get its teeth on.
That's gross that it goes for the intestines first. Those haven't even been cleaned.
They're zombies, I don't think they care. Also, we're having this conversation outside the boss's room, and I'm pretty sure he can hear us.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I hold an action?
Oh, it's a question for the GM. Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna say if you whenever I get up in there, just
the door opens.
Remember,
the hatch and just starts castling in the room.
Remember, okay, so how? Oh, just so all the viewers know, we're kind of gonna change it up for this fight to try a new thing to see if we like it. We're gonna have all of the party go first to say what they're gonna do. Then my enemy will say what they're gonna do, and then it'll go after. It'll go after they act, and we'll call defense. My monster will only defend against 3 of them each turn, if they have the cards to do it. So. Technically, yes, you can just kind of get in there and just start unloading. So, all right. He kind of puts his hand on the door. Are you all ready?
Ready as all
as he shoves the door open, a blinding light hits all of you as the first thing that comes into vision as you kind of run in a little bit are bodies of cultists everywhere. Blood in pools all over the place. And a single man sitting in front of the altar as it is wrapped in these black, inky tendrils like thick, pulsating rose vines. As you can see the statue of the Earth Mother, but it's weeping with black tears and its stone body is starting to crack and break. But this man, as it starts to come into more vision, it's the priest, the old man priest. As he turns around and goes, oh good, you made it. I thought I was going to have to do this on my own.
You shouldn't be here. There's...
Do I really have to save his life?
How did you get here before us?
Well, magic.
We should maybe focus on dealing with this. We can ask him questions in a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very important it's very important that all of you came. I really could use your assistance. Mainly looking towards Reuben. I've come down to a predicament. I've lost my healthy vessel. She ran away. And I'm gonna need a new one.
Oh, great.
As I need a madness check from you, Reuben. A shield is...
That's not a good look on your face.
Oh, that sucks, man.
The roots have gone deeper. Throughout this fight, he is going to be used...
What does madness level 2 do again?
If you have 2 to 3, you have a negative to social competence test. How many points do you have?
2.
Okay, you have a -2 to social competence tests. You're gonna have to take some time to rest.
My bonus.
as he looks over, and you kind of fall victim to that pull as he's, like, almost trying to, like, summon you to him, but you're not far enough along yet, as he looks a little disappointed. Very well. I'm sure by the end of it, you will be his vessel, but I shall act as the replacement for now, as black flames erupt from beneath him. And you start to hear bones cracking and skin ripping as the face of the priest is launched forward and lands in front of all of you. All of you, besides Reuben, make a madness check.
Oh.
Is a difficulty 10.
Oh! That sucks because I'm going to use this.
I know, I'm like, yes! No, on the discard.
Do we add any pluses for madness, is it just a straight shot?
It's a straight shot. So how many points do you have now, Nora?
2.
You also have a negative 2 to social competence tests.
Yeah, which sucks, because that's what I use to tame things.
As you see this face hit the ground and slide in front of you, you begin to hear a guttural roar as ripping through the fire is your enemy. A rather large aberration known as the Abyssal Devourer. Alrighty. Don't worry, viewers. I'll make sure that the image pops up in the center for you guys so you can see it. But it is a massive hulking creature with tendrils and harsh spikes with a mouth that extends outward like a shark, but almost like a carrion bird shark, as it's rows upon rows of teeth and massive hulking claws standing 20 feet tall. As it roars to life and locks one of its kind of like detached eyes onto Reuben, you feel like a presence locking into your soul, trying to call something that feels rabid and that feels dark and disturbing out of you. However, as you're feeling this, suddenly something happens to Ashton as he draws his weapon out. What does it look like when you go into the corrupted state?
Oh, perfect. You know what?
What?
So, as he draws his sword, it's going to turn from its normal bastard sword into more of a long sword style. It's going to have like this purple little like glowing to it down the middle. And then his hair is going to, you know, anime fucking style, turn white or whatever. And, just to go with the whole anime thing, he's going to have red eyes.
Red eyes. Kind of like Shield Master in a way.
Oh, I've never finished, got that far into it, so okay.
His berserker, his rage mode. But it's like, It's heavily different, but the red eyes thing is very
okay. I just went with like anime shit like that, and he probably has this dark aura around him or some shit like that.
All right, so we're gonna begin combat. So everyone, please act kind of together. Ryzen is gonna is gonna do what he said. He's gonna try to drop the Infernal Dragon Mantle on all of you, and let's see if he can do it. He's going to pick something that makes sure he can do it. Oh, man. That's going to be awesome. So he is going to...
Can he wait until after I summon Stanton, or would that not apply to him anyway?
He will apply to him, so he will wait until you summon Stanton. So that's what you're doing in your turn, is summoning Stanton?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about the rest of you? Yoshi, what are you doing?
Yoshi would be, he'd probably be, right now he'd probably just stick with like a double slash attack to start off.
How many cards should we have right now?
Five. Yeah, you draw.
G you know Stanton is so big that this thing's only like one notch taller than Stanton is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna use Serpent's Bite and get up in there. So I'm attacking.
Very well. Alright. Ashton, what are you doing?
Precision Strike.
Precision Strike. Alright, so I, as the enemy, am using their Terrifying Roar. So, and I will be targeting, because I can target two people, I will be targeting the two who are getting into combat. So, Yoshi, are you, I forgot what you said you were doing.
Double slash.
Double slash. And then precision. So, I'm going to be targeting Yoshi and Ruben.
Okay.
All right, so do you two want to defend against this? Because I'm going to pick you three to defend against. Actually, I'm only going to defend against the... I'm going to only defend against the double slash.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, I'm going to use...
If I defend, I'll be hitting it twice, technically, so...
If you succeed. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm not defending against you. And you have to kind of still beat his draw. To defend against you, Yoshi...
Void's Touch on top of Serpent's Bite.
Very well. Yoshi, I will be attacking you with Devouring Jaws. So.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? I would like all of the allies to show their cards, please. Oh. Nice. That was a heavy good turn. All of you have Dragon Mantle, and he hits him... So as so let's narrate this. So what does it look like when Stanton comes out, kind of like rushing out of the aether as this flame-like cloak is placed upon him, making him into like a fucking Power Ranger of fire and fur?
I'm going to say for a split second as he is emerging, he just looks like a bear made of fire. Like, you don't even see the fur. Just looks like a bear made of fire, and then as the fire burns out, then you see the rest of the bear take shape.
Nice. All right, and then I'm gonna show my card at you guys. So this was the for the Terrifying Roar. So hold up your guys' cards.
This was my defense. It's a 10.
That's your defense.
Yeah. My attack and my defense.
Ten of hearts.
Okay. And all right.
My attack was an ace, which hits because you didn't defend.
Okay, so my...
We're adding cards.
I'm only attacking Yoshi. I'm only attacking Yoshi and Ruben. And I'm only defending against Yoshi and Ruben. So your attack gets off.
You viewers did not see that, of course.
the attackers, you get your attack off cleanly. So we're gonna see what it looks like with you. We're gonna start with you, and then we're gonna solve the other two.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
So what's
so,
it look like?
You're gonna see Ashton point his, I guess it'd be left hand, with the gun and his right hand like crossed over it and. You know this would be easier if you just die. He says some stupid fucking anime quip or some shit like that, and precision strike on him, and as it shoots, it kind of glows a little bit purple, and shoots out like a purple bullet, and right as it's about to hit him, he's going to run up on his body, and then like, it's going to hit him, you know, of course, because it hits, and then he's going to raise up for like a melee attack with the sword.
Nice. Alright, how much damage?
He ends midair. Let's see. Precision strike...
It was also a face card, if I'm correct. So you get
your
special off.
Okay, so base, and then it's a plus one weapon, so that adds to the damage, right? Or
yeah, it adds to the hit. It adds to the hit.
Okay. So precision strike is 4 base damage. I don't add any of my bonus CTs to it, right?
No, because yours has to be a special one.
Okay, and sword. I don't add my innate ability or anything like that too.
No, isn't that with your sword, or is it just with normal CTs?
The question I always ask, and I ask this almost every episode, is I have a plus one in both of these in my. Uh-huh. So do I add that to my damage, or?
Well, what's your class say?
It's from your class. It's from your class trait. So yeah, you get plus one with attack.
Oh, CTs. So it's only the class trait ones. Okay, you don't.
Or
add
he gets
your...
plus one from normal CTs, I believe.
No. None of this shit I have right now. Actually, if I had time, he's not gonna set it up. He would set up for melee. But the thing I was asking is, you know our innate abilities that we pick the two?
Yeah.
We don't add that to our damage, right?
Do you have one?
See, yeah.
Oh, no, we don't. No, it's you don't add. It's not like D&D.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not like D&D where you add your modifier to it. No.
I have dark vision. Sorry, viewers. Okay,
all right, so
4 damage as the purple bullet is going to go towards him. I'm going to change the thing about Ashen. He doesn't have. You're purple. I'm going to just change it. It's not a purple beam, it's a red beam. Because
it's red beam.
Like Ruben might go. Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, it is another 2 additional damage, so 4 plus 2.
However, with your darkness...
Would I have to do something? I know, I'm trying to look it up, too. That's what I got caught up on. What page?
So, for each scene in which the character remains in the corrupted state, the corruption level increases by 1 unless it is controlled or interrupted. Okay. Which you make a... To control it... It is a
let's see, I'm down here at 113.
Let's see here.
Where is the corruption?
Oh, here we go, controlling. It's a generic difficulty value of 7.
So
but
you my
yeah.
Top of my deck?
Yeah, top of your deck. Note that you also have a plus 2 to all CTs when it comes to hitting. So currently with your melee weapon, you have a plus 3, and with your to add to your modifier to hit already. And then you also have a plus 3 with your pistol, with your revolver. Okay. Or plus 2 on top of what you already have. So
two
but
and
yeah.
One. 2 and 1.
Yeah.
And then plus the 2.
Yeah, plus this 2, yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
So, what is the...
Oh, and then...
What's the generic... what's the 7? 4.
4.
What does it look like when you go deeper by 1 point? You're still in the first level, but it gets a little darker.
You're gonna see the dark aura around him kind of consume him as it envelops his armor, and the little bits of red hue start glowing in his... I guess it's gonna just be more glowing, and you'll see as he was striking up for a hit or whatever on the guy, he is going to I don't know what the word is, but you know, start reacting in pain and he's gonna hit the ground because I guess you know corruption might hurt him a little bit. I end my turn there.
Very well. All right, now for the two that I am attacking, your defense.
I failed.
It was King of Spades.
Okay, mine is an ace plus 2. Oh, and plus 3. So, I have a 14, 15, 16, 17.
Plus 1 weapon as well.
Yeah, don't forget you got the plus 1 weapon. So, what's yours?
Plus 1 and plus 1. So, it's a King plus 2.
Okay. So, then... I still beat you, so I am going to get off my my terrifying roar, but we'll deal with that after I defend against you guys.
Okay.
And so, mine was a
ace.
Yeah, I lose on that one. Alright. So, go ahead and give me your damage, you guys. And then I'll give you the damage you take and the effect you take. So let's start with Yoshi.
So,
all right.
Sorry.
So that's going to be. I'm going to use my ability to make that critical. So that's going to be 8 base plus an additional 2.
Oof,
so 10 total.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So now, Ruben.
I do 4 damage with Serpent's Bite, and the effect is the target is immobilized for 2 turns or for 2 scenes.
All right. It is not resistant against that, so that's nice. All right, you guys do immobilize it, which means it has to make a difficulty athletics competence test, which is the diamond. Okay, it's actually really good at diamond, so that's nice. Diamond is the
best. It doesn't succeed.
It can't do anything.
Oh, okay.
It also cannot act. It can only act during its turn. And that's
does
if
that
it
mean
passes
it does
it.
The damage to us still?
Yes.
Do I
yes,
immobilize
yes.
first?
No, because technically he also immobilizes you guys.
Oh, shit. Group immobilization.
fuck.
So I kind of dash around to the back of his leg and I kind of slash my dagger across his ankle to kind of like paralyze him for a second.
Nice.
Oh, wait, I also had, what does Dragon Mantle do?
Whenever you get hit, so that is a good point. For 2 scenes, if an enemy attacks you or an ally with a CT in melee, which this is not melee, this is ranged, it takes X amount, so it'll take 3 points of damage if it hits you with melee. But it wasn't able to, hit you with melee, so.
Okay.
All right. So, you each take 1 point of damage, and the targets are frightened for 2 scenes and must pass a physical competence test, so the toughness one, the clove, difficulty 13, or are stunned for 2 scenes as well. What's up?
Everybody or just these two?
Just these two.
Okay.
So I take 1 damage and then I draw
you
right now?
You are frightened. Hold on 1 second. You are automatic. You are for sure frightened, which means can act only during his or her turn, and only if the character successfully passes a generic test of 7. But you must pass a clover test of a difficulty toughness. 13. Yeah, toughness clover. Of difficulty 13, or be stunned. Which is, at the start of each of the turn, reshuffle 1 random card from his or her strategy cards, your hand, back into your vital energy deck. So give me a toughness check. If you pull clovers, then it counts as a critical.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And this is from our hand or from the deck?
This is from your deck.
Okay.
2.
You're good.
I wanted that for something else.
So you're not stunned.
I'll take it.
You're frightened, but you're not stunned, Yoshi. But you, Ruben, you are frightened and stunned. Meaning, on your turn, so when we finish this up, you will need to take 1 of your cards and put it back into your vital energy deck.
And is that
meaning,
in the discard pile or at the bottom of
the deck? At the bottom of the vital energy deck, not your fatigue deck.
From my hand.
Yeah, from your hand. But both of you can only act on your turn for 2 scenes. And on your turn, you must pass a generic test of 7. So, let's get this going. Scene has changed to the next one. Everybody draw 1 card, unless you have no cards. Then draw 3. And I draw 3 cards as long as I don't hit 7, because that's how bosses work.
And 1, because I'm 2. Stunned, I...
you because put I'm 1 stunned, card I back into 1. Your... Yeah. Ooh, nice. 1, 2, 3. All right. So, let's do this again. He will do... he is going to attempt. What does he have? An ace. Yeah, I think I can do it. Mountain grab the grip. Yeah. So he's going to attempt Mountain's grip, as that is what he's going to attempt to do. Are your good boy Ryzen? Okay. So I'm just gonna kind of go through the list. Yoshi, what are you doing?
Yoshi is going to attack.
You're gonna make a generic test first to see if you can even do right. anything.
Okay.
I actually so have to make that. I'm immobilized, right? I have to make a DC 13 check.
Yes.
Okay. So with my diamonds, what placement is diamonds? Is it go? Does it go?
Bird.
So it's third. Oh,
sweet. Yeah. Diamonds is the first.
13 flat then. So I do get to act.
Damn. Okay.
Okay. Make that generic test.
Okay. Diamond, spade, club. No.
The jack of hearts.
Okay. Yeah. You can act then.
Cool.
So you're gonna attack. What are you gonna attack with?
I'm gonna go with double slash again because that seems to be a good one.
Very well. All right, Ashton, what are you doing?
I am going to do. I think I might just do a generic. Double check. It's just double check. It's heart, diamond. What's the third and fourth one on this quest portal one? It's the last one's a diamond, right?
Xander.
Oh, last Sorry. One.
It's diamond, right?
Wait, let me check.
It should be clubs then diamonds, right? And then the first two are like heart and
yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at the sheet I have on quest portal. Which
no, I think the bottom one's hearts.
Okay, four is agility, three okay. is toughness.
Yeah, two three is toughness hearts. For sure.
Yep.
So and diamond's the very last one.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so then I am going to hit with a... Honestly, I might just do basic attack because I don't got too much good shit. Yeah, let's do basic attack for right now.
Very well. All right, so remember, this is with your sword, right?
Yes.
So you have a plus 3 to this added on top of your already existing basic CT bonus because you are in corrupted state and you're using your sword from your class ability.
So I have a plus 3 in total. My class ability gives me a plus 1 to hit and a plus 1 to damage.
Yeah, but what is your already existing CT bonus for it?
Oh, 1 because it's the thing.
So okay. then you have a plus 4 to this now.
I see, that's what we added to hit, not damage.
Got yeah. it. Okay, so then, what about you, Maybe. Ruben?
I am going to... forgo my combat technique. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give plus 1 absorption to Yoshi.
Nice.
Yo.
So now he has a plus 2 absorption because of his armor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fucking go.
Yep. Which, by the way, those of you who were attacked and you're wearing that armor, you shouldn't have taken any damage.
Ooh.
He only did 1 point of damage to you, and you absorbed right. 1 point of damage. All right, Nora. What are you and Big Bear doing? You're muted, my dear. Your mic's not working. Did you mute it on the mic on the headset?
I might have accidentally pushed
yes.
it. Did that fix it?
You did.
It?
Yeah, you pushed it.
Okay. Just like I did not hit the mute button.
All right.
Anyway, Stanton is going to roar a challenge and try to bite him.
Oh, very
and
well.
I also had a question. For flavor's sake, because Obsidian Blade is a distance spell, can I shoot it from my bow?
Yes. Okay. There is nothing you can't do because I am, it's basically, you know, as long as it doesn't say it requires this weapon, you can flavor however you want to. That's the glory of this kind of game, is you are not bound by any restrictions besides a very select few. So, all right. So I am going to be attacking Yoshi with Devouring Jaws. Do you wish to defend?
I'm not going to defend from that. I'm just going to focus on the attack.
Do you want to dodge? Dodge means you pull from the top, sure. But it doesn't burn it.
I will dodge.
Very well. And then he is going to defend against Stanton, Yoshi, and Ashton. So, all right, that one's for Ashton. Right,
so
that one's for Yoshi.
Are we attacking it first or defending from it first?
You're going to be... Let's do a defending from it first this time.
Okay.
Just to mix it up a little bit. All right, so I am... So the three of you that I'm... the one of you that I'm attacking, it's a queen of spades.
Right. That's a jack of diamonds.
Not spades.
Dodge.
Clubs. Okay, so I beat you. Ooh. So I'm going to hit you.
Wait, but yeah. Is diamonds the dodge?
It is.
It is. I have a +3 to hit with this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So
that's gonna hit.
He's gonna hit you for 4 points of for 4 points of damage, but you absorb 2 of it. So you only take 2 points. And the target is bleeding for 2 scenes. Meaning at the end of the turn, discard 2 vital energy cards.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Okay. All right, now you guys attack. You guys attack me. I'm defending against Stanton, Stanton, Yoshi, and Ashton. So let's do those three first.
Okay, you ready?
Is it too late for me to change my combat technique?
Yes.
The one I was going to do. Oh, it's too late. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Once you call it, it's too late, pretty much.
Yes, okay, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go Yoshi. This is what I got to go against you. Fuck, all right, I'm dead.
So that's
right,
a crit, and I'm also calling a combo. Two of the same value, so another +1 to damage.
All right, Ashton.
Okay, so it's 9-on-9.
Yeah, 9-on-9. I have a... +3 to this. You have a +4 to this, so you beat me.
Yeah.
And Stanton.
Okay. Stanton got a 9+3 to hit.
Fuck, you still beat me. Alright. So, starting from the top here, Ashton. Oh, yeah, and then you were doing an attack, so reveal what you're hitting me with.
Okay.
I didn't defend against you, so.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm immobilized. I couldn't defend against you guys even if I wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Look, I know we're using quest builder and all that, but we gotta get a way to better track this shit, goddammit.
I know.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We will eventually. Viewers, we're trying. Okay.
We're doing our best. This is a new TTRPG. We're getting the hang of it. All right. So yeah, I just can't defend against you guys. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna start from Nora and Stanton this time. Nora, Stanton.
Okay.
What does it look like when you attack me, and how much damage do you do? Do you pair it up together?
With it being the seed, does it double the damage?
Yes.
Okay.
It criticals it.
So that will deal 8 damage, so he's just gonna lunge at him with his claws and take a big bite out of his chest.
Yeah. Ow. Alright. What about you? You have another attack. Was now you shoot me? Shoot me. Shoot me one more time.
Shoot you with my obsidian blade. Going to use that. And I have The two threes there to add. What was that? A plus one to it?
A plus one.
Yeah, plus one.
To the damage.
All right.
And that is the blessed seed for it.
Oof, nice. And what's the effect of it, too?
Bleeding for two scenes.
Ah, you fuck. All right. all right, well.
Regularly three damage.
But then so. Doubled.
Uh-huh. Plus
so
one.
Six.
So
plus,
seven.
So seven. Oof.
Uh-huh.
Oof. Oof. Okay. All right. And I'm bleeding for two scenes. Okay, Ashton.
Okay, I have a question. Do I have to make that competence tense for the corruption?
At the end of your turn.
Oh, at the end of my turn. Okay, so then it was my base damage for basic is two, but then for innate ability it's a plus one.
Okay, so
and,
three?
Yeah, so just three, yeah.
That's still a pretty heavy hit. This creature is not looking good. You guys are just... Suddenly, it's almost as if when one of your allies died, you stopped fucking around. You realize this wasn't a game. This isn't fake, and you guys are just full embraced your power, or maybe it's the fact of something is awakened in all of you. But you are fucking this thing up. Okay, so, Yoshi.
Yoshi is doing double slash. It was an ace, but it's not of the blessed seed.
It's still doubled.
So, oh, it's doubled. Okay, so
anytime
it's
you use an ace,
damage.
It, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, eight base damage plus two.
Plus two, so ten?
Yeah.
Ow! Okay, so... Ow. All right, and at the end of the turn, Yoshi take two damage, I take two damage.
Okay.
And I'm stunned,
and,
so...
And you're stunned, so you need to put one card back into your hand. And then what did you get for your generic test, Ashton? Ooh, you fall deeper
That's
into your corruption.
Three.
I think you
My
just got into another level.
In Christ. Have
yes,
you considered you- obtaining bitches?
You, he might after this. I need to see a drastic change in your your corrupted state because you've got to the next level. You have the poison condition all at all times, but you have a plus two to your CT damages.
Whoa.
A plus two to damage
and a plus
oh,
two
that
to
is
hit.
Good. That is good.
Whoa.
So his skin turned more of like a pale white and his eyes are going to go from, or the white part of his eyes are going to turn black, so it's just black and red. And then you'll see the little veins, like, appear around his eyes, and then the white part of his eyes goes back to black as he kind of holds it off because it's not fully corrupted yet. And
Yoshi's on top of
on?
This thing hacking away, and he sees this fucking delivery kid, like, right. Fucking from Futurama, full-on crashing out right now. Is like, huh, I guess
oh, he'll let out one of those, kid. Like, anime yells, like, ah! Not
it, it's
editing.
Almost,
so
it's kind of like, as he yells, there's almost like a deeper,
right?
It's almost like a deeper guttural roar, like an animalistic roar behind him.
I don't want to do this. My wife's going to be like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
So while you have,
I'm sorry, viewers.
You have the poison condition. So while you have the poison condition, at the end of each of your turns, oh no, at the start of each of your turns, you discard one vital energy, meaning you take 1 point of damage.
Ooh,
a pretty good
but if I absorb damage,
I think absorption only works against CTs.
Okay,
against being hit.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the conflict takes on the next turn. Everybody draw cards. One, two, three.
Your
okay.
Absorption is now gone, Matt.
Okay. That's,
yep.
That's all
this
right.
Is. This is the last scene that you two are immobilized, and the last scene you're stunned. And also, the last scene I'm immobilized. Okay, so, I am going to make that generic test real quick. I got a 9. I mean, yeah, it's a generic test, right? For the immobilized?
Yeah. No, it's a robust test.
It's an athletics.
Toughness.
So 9. I don't make it. I can't do anything.
Yes.
Finish me off, my friends.
That was masterfully done, Belinder. Like, just bravo. Way to come in clutch on that.
All right. So, what are you guys doing? I never got to do his turn. So, Mountain's Grasp, he had an ace. I completely forgot his thing. Mountain's Grasp does 1 point of damage, so he'll take that 1 point. But also, it's critical. It's quadrupled, so he'll take 3 points. But the target suffers negative X to CTs for 2 scenes, where X is your toughness. And his is a 2, so meaning the bad guy takes a negative 2.
To damage.
All right. To damage. Yeah, to hits.
Oh, to hits. Gotcha.
So I can't do anything, so let's go Yoshi. What are you doing?
Okay, Yoshi is going to attack.
Wait, can I go first?
Yes. Yeah, work with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I want to forego my combat technique again and allow Yoshi to pick the blessed seed for his primary card.
Okay. Above table, give that to Ashton or Nora. Above table, do that.
I will say Ruben's been seeing Yoshi like being badass the most recently, so in Ruben's mind, it's like, oh, I'm gonna buff this guy.
Okay, so in that case, all right, I will.
And I don't want to metagame that too much.
Okay, fair.
No. Work with it. Work with each other. I want that to happen a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's strategy. Okay. We're using some strategy right here.
Okay. Well, then I will. Yeah. I'll buff.
And remember, Ashton has a +2 to damage right now.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll give Ashton,
Ashton, you get to pick your blessed seed for your primary card.
I love that. Thank you.
Alright. So what are you doing, Yoshi?
I'm attacking with Double Slash because that's been working really well for me this particular combat. And
I can't defend.
True at the start of my turn. Is of the blessed seed for that attack.
All right. So then I'm going to move on now to Nora and Stanton.
Okay. Stanton's going to bite him again.
Very well.
And yeah, I think I'll use the obsidian blade again.
Awesome. I can't defend, so you guys can just use any card at this point. You can use that too. That's just sitting there for some reason.
Okay. Here's Stanton's card.
Oh. Really? Is that the blessed seed?
No.
Okay, so it's still just a critical. Okay, I thought I got fucking quadrupled twice.
But that doesn't extend the bleeding though, does it?
No.
What's that?
But it's okay.
Nice to get it for another scene.
Well. And then, Ashton.
Oh, what about the animals?
Oh, yeah, that's Stanton right there. What's
this,
hold on.
This is.
What's your attack?
Me?
No, Nora. Sorry, I'm pointing, but.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but we can't see who you're pointing.
I know.
You did not share your screen this time.
It looked like you were pointing at me, and I'm just like, bruh.
You're just confusing people.
That's what. Down there. Right down there. Down there. Up there to me. Down there to you.
Okay. Stanton is dealing 8 damage.
Okay. What are you attacking with?
I'm going to use Obsidian Blade again.
What's your card?
Does it count this way to give the bonus? No?
Ooh.
Can I save that card for later?
Mm-hmm.
I will save that card for later then.
Okay, so you're attacking me with a jack. Alright, how much damage are you doing? It's 8.
And this is 8 from Stanton plus, let's see, this would make it 6.
6.
This one also does bleeding for 2 scenes, but since
it doesn't re-up it. No, it doesn't re-up it. So
I just do all
that's
the
8
damage.
So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, plus 13, 14.
Yeah, 8 plus 6. So yeah.
So 14. Yoshi, how much damage are you doing in total? That was quadruple the base damage.
Yeah, that was quadruple the base damage. So 16 plus 2.
Ooh. Fuck. So 14. So that's 32 points of damage. Ashton.
You
get to pick your blessed seed.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. You can pick
so
the blessed
it'll
seed.
Be a critical no matter what.
Yeah, I'm gonna it's a base ability. I'm gonna use defense breaker, and what's gonna happen is I'm gonna change it to this blessed seed, which would be toughness.
Okay.
He's going to, like, I guess as the little tentacles are shooting him, he's gonna like flash out in like a little darkness. And then he's going to peer on its face and then start beating on it with his buckler shield. And let's see, so...
sexy bitch.
Right. And just... God. Wait, so let's get damage first. It's 4, and then so if it... What would that make it?
8.
Let's see. 8. Plus the 2. Yep.
8.
Plus the 1.
Plus the 2 plus the 1.
Yeah, so 11.
11. Okay, so we're 8. We're at so far 43 points of damage.
He's also stunned for 2 scenes as Ashton has kind of like Spider-Man gripped like Kingpin or whatever his skin and is beating on it. And he's screaming at it. I got some little anime quips here. You wanted the monster! I buried the man for you! And just starts beating on it.
Alright.
Go rapid.
So, one person we haven't heard what it looks like what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Ruben, what does it look like when you made this monster even stronger?
So you have, like, all this purple energy floating off of you, yeah?
No, red. Red. Red, red. And it's kind of black now. Kind of like, okay. Oh, you know what? Just go with the whole fucking anime, like, Ichigo. That's okay. The only thing I can play to take. Yeah. He's gonna form a mask here soon.
So what is this... This kind of yellow energy starts to cover around the black and the red around the blade, or around his buckler, actually, as he starts beating into it, like this yellow comes out of the face of the creature.
Fucking go Super Saiyan. I want you guys to understand this. So I weakened it just a little bit, but I just lowered its health a little bit. You guys almost did in this one turn enough to kill it 2 times.
Oh yeah, I mean, you better talk to Matt about that shit.
Like,
let's fucking go.
He has 10 HP currently, and so all as Ashton runs up, the bear is running forward to bite him. Ashton leaps off the bear, jumps up, and just starts beating the shit out of him, yelling into the monster. The monster is trying to like rip him off. As this glow starts to ignite around him, allowing him to hold on even tighter. As this creature's like trying to rip him off, but he can't pull Ashton off. He's not strong enough. As then suddenly an obsidian dagger comes launching through as the bear bites down on the leg, stopping him from running. The obsidian dagger shoots through the chest, opening up an area. As Ashton runs through, kind of cuts into that hole, digs in, and then rips it apart as the creature is cut in half. As it disappears in a black, like, disintegrating aura, all that remains is the burning away old priest who says, "This won't be the end. He will rise."
Yoshi does, like, the superhero landing and, like, stabs his katana right through this guy's fucking mouth.
As he just...
had to cut his head off. He was the one being a creep.
You just don't do it.
Good job. Good job, you guys. You fucked this guy
holy
up.
Shit. We almost got taken out by a bunch of fucking slimes.
No, I didn't say that.
And then we fucking derailed the shit out of this boss.
Yeah, you did.
I cast absorption on the one round that Yoshi took extra damage.
I know. Yeah. That was good. Hope... I hope all of you viewers had a good time. I hope you guys loved watching tonight's episode. I think that's how we're going to do combat from now on. It was a little hectic, but it was fun at the same time.
That was amazing. I think that is the most fun I've had with combat since we started this.
Yeah.
All right.
Very superhero-y.
Very superhero-y, very anime. Well, thank you, everyone. Check out Gaze of Crystallia. They have a really fun TTRPG. Go check out our Patreon. Go check out all our social medias. Like, subscribe. And I mean it. Please, like, subscribe. We're almost to 2,000.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost to 2,000. Come on. Just get us there. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.